If you will declare with me, say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I want my eyes to see today.
I want my eyes to see today.
And they will.
And they will.
Because I believe it.
Because I believe it.
By faith.
By faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want my heart to perceive today.
To perceive today.
What your spirit is trying to show me.
Is trying to show me.
And I will digest.
And I will digest
the meaning of this word.
The meaning of this word.
Because it's not for my neighbor.
It's not for my neighbor.
It's for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm declaring.
It's for me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not just for you.
It's not just for you.
It's for me too.
It's for me too.
There's two there. Thank you, Lord. I have ears.
They really see.
And I'm going to see.
And hear.
What this word. Means for me.
Hallelujah.
I made these copies because I felt it was needed in order for this word to go in as deep as possible. And obviously, you can see clearly Isaiah 61, nice and clear. I will rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. Notice it's your soul, mind, will, and emotions will be joyful in my God. For he has clothed me. Notice, I didn't clothe myself.
Right.
He has clothed me with the garments of salvation. Notice it's garments with an S. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. A robe. One. So, a robust revelation of your righteousness is to be understood. I really want you to reign in all areas of life by receiving a robust revelation of your righteousness in Christ, in the anointing. You grow in this revelation the more you hear about what Jesus has accomplished for you on the cross. The more you understand what Jesus has done for us, the more that it will sink in. And your soul will get a different opinion. The Bible tells us that blessings, with an S, crown the head of the righteous. Mary, God picked on you about a crown. And now he's also confirmed that you need to kick the shame out of your heart. That's for not, let's say, individualized Mary only. You know why? Because every single one of us put on shame when we just emotionally respond to circumstances that are happening, choices we make, reactions to different things. We all end up with that same guilt and shame. And when we get filled with guilt and shame, what happens? Can we get a miracle from God at that point?
No.
What it does is it shuts me and you down. You cannot minister to anybody. You don't want to minister to anybody, and you want to run away. I should have heard a bunch of amens.
Amen. Amen.
Running away solves one thing for the darkness. When you run away, the rest of the body suffers.
Sorry.
Whoa. Try it on. Close your eyes right now. Say, when I run away,
in shame,
the rest of the body
of Christ
suffers.
Because
I become
like John's metal leg.
No sensitivity.
No compassion.
No warmth.
No warmth.
Because there's no blood in it. It's as hard as steel.
You go.
Hallelujah. It's time to wake up.
My obedience
is to God's righteousness in me.
Righteousness in me.
Hallelujah. You got it?
Yes.
So the larger the revelation of your righteousness in Christ, and the more you are established in it, the more you will see God's blessings manifest in your life. Did you hear that? The larger the revelation, who's going to make it wider and higher and bigger? No, you're going to have to make the decision to believe for it. He's already done it. You and I need to get a change of heart and a change of mind. Yeah, my reactions. Oh my God. God's got all this stuff ready to come down the highway. Oh, I'm so ashamed. I can't take any blessings from God today. I can't even get healed today because I did this and I did that. And you go according to the soul, mind, will, and emotions, and you shut everything out. Yeah. Say guilty as charged? No, not guilty as charged. Come on. Why aren't you guilty?
Because we're free.
Ah, you're covered in the blood.
Amen.
You've been declared righteous because of his blood.
Yes.
Romans 5:9 says what? I'm justified in the courts of heaven. And you are the one that can declare your case. If you declare guilty, guess what?
You're guilty.
Old scratch makes you think you are guilty. And believe, and you end up believing his lie. Yes or no? And while you're believing the lie, he has a right to destroy your temple. Oh, you're kidding me. No, I'm not kidding you. I'm telling you the truth. And I'm picking on you and me. I did put me in there. So don't put me in a corner yet. Let me put it another way. This part I so love. That's what made me copy this. Let me put it another way. See, the robe of righteousness that God has already clothed you with, having pockets labeled.
Favor, healing, deliverance, provision, wisdom.
Favor, healing, deliverance, provision, and wisdom. Family blessings and so on.
Amen.
Corporate blessings as well.
We heard from another one.
The more conscious you are of this robe on you, the more you will experience the good gifts that come with it and live a purposeful and fulfilling life. A life where you have more than enough to bless others as well.
Amen. Glory to God.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much more in this, and I could go on for another hour. You know why? Because I had to convince myself that this truth was more important than my emotions. Or that the fear tactics tried to put me into the grave. Yeah. Okay. What am I doing? I'm trying to get you to understand that your choices will overrule the darkness, and your declaration will put the enemy back on the run if you open your mouth for the right reasons.
Amen.
Now close your eyes. Lift up one hand to the Lord, the hand that the torch is in. Amen.
Amen.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm declaring that I am righteous. I'm righteous by faith. For what God did for me. Through his Son on that cross.
He
declared me not guilty.
I'm in agreement for a change.
Not guilty because of the blood. He declared me free. Righteous.
Holy,
and ready to receive. Every miracle in the book. Every blessing in the book. Every provision in the book. Every deliverance in the book. It's been paid for. On the cross. Just for me. It's available to you. If you want it too. Declare it for yourself. Then you can wear the same robe as me. Full of those incredible pockets. For the glory of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, he's only got one pocket.
But it's a deep one.
I got lots of them. All teasing aside, my suggestion is you put this in a place where you can study it for at least a month.
Amen.
You know why? Because this is the trigger to break down the walls of darkness. This is the trigger that will give you that ability to stand up in the morning and stand in front of the mirror and say, God, we're going to have a great day today.
Amen. Amen.
And if you declare it, you will wear it.
Oh, come on now.
Amen.
Come on now.
If you declare it, you will wear it. Oh, I feel so bad today. I feel so hard. No, you don't. That's just an emotion. It's on the run if you open your mouth for the right reasons. Look at your neighbor. Say, I'm going to enjoy this trip.
I'm going to enjoy this trip.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Happy 4th of July. Amen. Did anybody see the program last night? Last night? Last night? Last night? Last night?